Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Almost a century ago, Western science became the victim of one of the greatest hoaxes in history. In 1912, a lawyer and amateur geologist named Charles Dawson discovered several fragments of a skull and jaw near the Piltdown gravel quarry in England. The skull, Dawson noticed, was like that of an adult human. The jaw, though, resembled that of an ape. Dawson concluded that the bones belonged to an ancient human ancestor, a missing link between humans and apes. His find was considered a breakthrough. It was officially classified and given the informal name of Piltdown Man. In the next few decades, though, Dawson's find was called into question. New discoveries around the world started to show a different picture of human evolution, one in which human ancestors had smaller brains and more typically human jaws, in effect the opposite kinds of traits found in Piltdown Man. Finally, in 1953, more than 40 years after their discovery, the bones were given a closer look. Using a series of then newly developed dating techniques, scientists concluded that the bones were far too recent to have any evolutionary significance. Piltdown Man, it turned out, was a fake. Someone, and to this day no one knows exactly who, had taken a modern human skull and matched it with an orangutan's jaw. The bones had been filed down and stained brown to look like fossils, then buried in the Piltdown gravel quarry. Dawson, along with virtually the entire international scientific community, had become victim of one of the most elaborate hoaxes of the century. Thus, what was once one of anthropology's greatest finds quickly vanished from the science books and became a mere footnote in the history of practical jokes. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.